Okay, exercise four is the audio test. As in previous tests, just name the type of chord I'm playing, major, minor, etc. Once again, if you'd like to use your instrument to help you match the exact name of the chord, then just pause the recording after each chord played. Okay, here we go. Minor. Major. Major. Minor. Okay, this is actually a simple song when it comes to the chords. There's only four chords. I just played all four of them. Let me go through that again. Once again, I'm just going to tell you major and minor, then I'll go through it again and I'll actually give you the names of the chords, but I'll wait a little bit just in case you're still figuring these out with your instrument. All right, here we go. Minor. Major. Major. Minor. Okay, here we go. I'll play through it again. I'll go a little bit slower. This time I'll actually give the names of the chords, but I'll pause a little bit. By the way, I played them in the exact order that I did the first time. I will do the same thing. I'm going to play in the exact order that they appear in the song. This time I will give you the names of the chords. Here we go. That is the C minor chord, and I'm actually playing it inverted. From left to right, I'm playing a G, a C, and an E flat. So G is the bottom note, C is the middle note, E flat is the top note. C minor. Okay. Okay, that's an A flat major chord, and I am playing that from left to right. That's it. That is a major chord in root position, A flat major. So A flat, C, and E flat. Okay, next chord. Okay, that's E flat major, and that's inverted. So from left to right, I'm playing a G, a B flat, and an E flat. And that's an inverted E flat major chord. So once again, from left to right, G, B flat, and E flat. Okay, last chord in the progression. And by the way, this progression is a little different from the intro, but the progression here is the same for the verse and the chorus of the song. Here we go, last chord. Okay, that is a G minor chord in root position. So from left to right, I am playing G, B flat, and D. And that's our G minor chord. So our chord progression for Apologize for the verse and the chorus is C minor. I'm doing it inverted, not that you have to, okay, but inverted C minor, A flat in root position, inverted E flat major. Once again, you don't have to do it inverted, it's just easier progression coming from the E flat to the E flat, and the last chord is G minor. So C minor, A flat, E flat, and G minor. Okay, I'll see you on exercise 5.